You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. High school sports championships will be staying in Wisconsin's capital city for 8 more years. With more, here's Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Kuska.
State high school championship events are staying in Madison through 2033. The WIAA and UW-Madison announced an 8-year contract extension to continue to host boys and girls golf, individual and team wrestling, softball, boys basketball, and 11-player football at its campus facilities. UW Director of Athletics Chris McIntosh said that UW was thrilled to continue to host state championship events as a showcase for its campus and for the impact to the Madison area.
This is really important for our community. The economic impact of hosting these championships and the hundreds of thousands of visitors that visit our community is significant, in excess of $22 million a year.
WIAA Executive Director Stephanie Hauser said that keeping the events in Madison is great for student athletes.
We're excited about these venues continuing to be the championship events for these student athletes, their coaches, and these communities to come out in full force and celebrate the successes of these teams.
Hauser and McIntosh both said the only challenge in extending the contract was scheduling, which Hauser said is a normal challenge for large events and venues.
Many of the state championship events currently held in Madison have been there for decades. Seniors can get help with taxes at the Lowell Senior Center in Wisconsin Rapids. They're partnering with AARP to provide free tax counseling for those who meet the criteria. This is intended for low to middle income taxpayers with special attention to those age 60 and older. Appointments are available now and run through April 9th. You can make your appointment by calling 715-422-2778. Appointments will be Monday, Wednesday, and select Thursdays at the Lowell Center. This is a free service, but donations are appreciated and greatly benefit Lowell Center programming. Republicans in Congress are working on budget plans that could cut funding to Medicaid, which would impact health care for millions of disabled and low-income Americans. Savannah Tomei Olson breaks down the possible cuts and how many Wisconsinites rely on this funding.
In the House, lawmakers passed a budget resolution instructing the Energy and Commerce Committee to cut $880 billion from the budget over the next 9 years. Experts say those cuts are impossible without slashing funding to Medicaid. The state federal program provides coverage for 18% of Wisconsinites. That's 1.2 million people here. That includes 1 in 3 Wisconsin kids and 4 in 7 nursing home residents across the state. Liz Williams, senior policy analyst for Kaiser Family Foundation.
Medicaid is jointly funded by states and the federal government, so any restrictions in federal Medicaid spending really leave states with tough choices about how to offset reductions.
Williams says states only have a couple options, including increasing state tax revenues, decreasing spending on non-Medicaid services like education, or decreasing coverage for other groups. Republicans are targeting these programs for lower funding in order to pay for Donald Trump's tax cuts from 2017. They're set to expire. According to the Center on Policy and Budget Priorities, nearly half that money would go toward the top 5% of Americans with the most wealth. Republicans' tax cuts under this plan would cost $4.5 trillion.
Ruby's Pantry is coming up soon in Wisconsin Rapids. It will be Saturday, March 15th from 8 to 9:15 a.m. Pickup will be at Pitch Elementary School. There are many cash pay bundles available for $25 each and are approximately 70 pounds of food. You can prepay online while they're available at rubyspantry.org. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks with a win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Hawks 127-121. Atlanta had the lead midway through the game. Doc Rivers asked about what he didn't like about the Bucks defense in the first half.
I just thought they got in transition early. They made 2 or 3 threes off our missed layups. So second half, I thought we were way better. First half, I didn't think. We showed video at halftime where first 3 steps we were jogging, they were running by us. Second half, we didn't do that. And we took that away from them.
College hoops. It's the Badgers administration. Minnesota tonight in the border battle, Marquette on the road at UConn, the Packers re-signing their free agents. First, it was linebacker Isaiah McDuffie. Now, kicker Brandon McManus gets a three-year deal worth $15 million, $5 million guaranteed.
You know, I'm happy that it's in the past now. I was hoping and working hard for another opportunity. I'm extremely grateful for the Green Bay Packers for giving me that next chance to come back out here and play the game I love.
That's kicker Brandon McManus with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Anora was the big story at the Oscars this year, and if you haven't seen it yet in theaters or on pay-per-view, you'll soon have an opportunity to stream it. Anora was nominated for 6 Oscars and won 5. The film also made history as director Sean Baker tied the record for winning the most Oscars in one night by one person. He's in pretty good company, too. The record was held exclusively by Walt Disney until Sunday night. If you want to see what all the fuss is about, check out Anora on Hulu March 17th. In case you haven't heard, word has gotten out that Adrian Brody's partner that he mentioned in his lengthy acceptance speech, which I believe is still going on.
There's so many people to thank. I will really try and be as brief as possible.
I thought so. Brody also mentioned Georgina's 2 teenage children that she had with Weinstein. Weinstein is serving a 23-year prison sentence for rape and sexual assault, really hoping the kids got the mother's genes and talk less than Brody. Kieran Culkin is now an Oscar winner, having won the award for Best Supporting Actor last Sunday night. However, if Culkin had his way, someone else would have won. Just 2 weeks before the film written by Jesse Eisenberg was to start shooting, Culkin said he almost quit because the last season of Succession went on longer than anticipated and he wanted to spend time with his family. Culkin also won the Golden Globe and Screen Actors Guild Award for his performance. Being a good dad only goes so far. Speaking of the Culkins, Kieran Culkin has come a long way from playing Fuller McAllister in Home Alone alongside his brother Macaulay. Macaulay attended after parties with his wife Brenda and said he knew his younger brother was going to win because of where they sat him in proximity to the stage. The older Culkin was asked if he would see his brother later that night, and his response was, "I'm not sure. He's a busy guy." He's now Academy Award-winning actor Kieran Culkin. A complete unknown drew a complete goose egg at the Oscars despite 8 Academy Award nominations. To make matters worse, according to The Hollywood Reporter, the subject of the Bob Dylan biopic, also known as Bob Dylan, was invited to both present and perform at the ceremony, but declined on both fronts. Mick Jagger ended up presenting in his place. At the beginning of the show, host Conan O'Brien joked that Timothy Chalamet learned how to sing so well in preparation for playing Bob Dylan, he almost didn't get the role. Tabloids love their clickbait. After finding out that Mikey Madison won the Oscar for Best Actress as Anora, tabloids made a big stink that Demi Moore gritted her teeth and seemed upset. A closer look at the situation by a lip reader revealed Moore turned to the person next to her and said, "Nice." One clickbait tabloid in particular said later in its article that Moore was very happy for Madison. Now that's journalism. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Heavy snow will continue today with strong wind gusts from 35 to 45 miles per hour, and that will create blowing snow throughout much of the day today that will reduce visibility to whiteout at times. So be prepared. Travel conditions are not going to be great today. Conditions will improve late tonight. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.